This is the Schnitt Show.
Well, it looks like we got a deadlock jury. Dee-ba-doo-ba-da-ba-dee-ba-doo-ba. I know, my Cosby is awful. It sounds better to me in my ear than I guess it sounds to other people. Yeah, thanks. My executive producer said, yeah, why don't you try to remember that? Yeah. You know, for whatever reason, like 20 years ago, I was able to do a much better Bill Cosby than I can do today. You know, my Casey Kasem, I think, was also a little better 20 years ago. Hi, everybody. I'm Casey Kasem, and now we're up to the top 40 songs in the USA. Hi, everybody. I'm Casey Kasem. Welcome. And, of course, Casey also did the voice of Shaggy, so when you can do Casey, you typically can get close to, Zoink, Scoob, we've got to go to the Mystery Machine! You know, that's better than Cosby, right? That was pretty good. Now, is my Casey still pretty good, or what? I think I was better at Casey years ago. My Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, I think, is still okay. Welcome to Schnitt. Hey, do you guys have the audio bite queued up of the Cosby supporters outside the courthouse in Norristown, Pennsylvania? Do you have it queued up ready to roll? All right, here. Listen to this. This is just a little while ago. Cosby supporters as the jury is deadlocked. Listen to this. And then someone's doing a little hey, hey, hey in there. Did you hear the audio bite? And I'll get to the whole deadlock thing. The jury, it's called the Allen charge. The judge said, go back. Jury came back and said, hey, we're deadlocked. We're at an impasse. And the judge said, go back and deliberate a little longer. I'm guessing this thing is going to end in a hopelessly deadlocked jury. And this case, will it be retried? That's the question. I mean, it's looking like this is going to be a hung jury. And the question is, will the prosecutor then retry this case? Remember, this jury was brought in from Pittsburgh. This trial is just outside of Philadelphia. So you had jurors that were brought in from the other side of the state, like, I don't know, 3 hours away from Pittsburgh. They've been sequestered. So this is not as easy as, hey, we'll just, impanel another jury down here in Philadelphia or whatever county Norristown is in where this is being held. So this is a pain in the neck. So we might have, if there's one, I'm not going to say saving grace, but the trial was only a 6-day trial. What's really bad is if you have like a 6-month trial and then you get a hung jury. But it is looking like this could be hung. Who's holding out? You know, you've got two blacks and the rest whites on the jury, if I'm not mistaken. I wonder who's holding out. I wonder if it's the black jurors. I think is it a combination? Is it white jurors that are holding out on convicting Cosby on 3 counts? But you know what was bizarre? And we got a lot of ground to cover, but the Cosby thing's on my mind just at the beginning. Scalise is in critical condition. Oh, boy, what a mess. We found out that it's worse than we thought. It was not just a through and through or just hitting the hip. The bullet hit his hip. It bounced around, hit the pelvis, shattered some bone. Bullet apparently ping-ponged around, caused some internal organ damage. Oh, boy. Will Scalise ever be the same? Will he walk? I mean, what kind of internal organ issues does he have? You know, Trump even said he's got a long road ahead and he's got some problems. So we'll get into that later on. You know, there's a dirty bomb story. There was a dirty bomb scare in Charleston, South Carolina last night, which we'll also get into that in just a bit. But on the Cosby front, yeah, the jury is hung, deadlocked. So we're dealing with over 30 hours of deliberation. And the jury told the judge, hey, we're deadlocked. All 3 charges. There are 3 counts that Cosby has been charged with this alleged sexual assault back in 2004. And the jury is deadlocked on count 1, count 2, and count 3. And the judge said, go back at it. So they're back at it, But are they going to come back shortly and say, Your Honor, we're deadlocked? We'll see. You know, Gloria Allred, do you know she was kicked out of the courtroom twice? You know, the judge says all cell phones off. Listen, first of all, you're lucky to get a seat in the main courtroom. Most of the media, for instance, and observers, they're off into auxiliary areas and overflows. So Gloria Allred, who's representing some of those that are accusing Cosby, and let me be clear, and Allred's not representing Constand. The case on trial here is the accusations made by Andrea Constand, and Allred does not represent her. Allred represents a whole slew of the other 60-plus women accusing Cosby. Let me be clear here. I think Cosby is guilty. I think most of the women are telling the truth. I think Bill Cosby, I think Dr. Huxtable is one of the most prolific serial rapists in this country going back to the 1960s, according to the women that have told these stories. I believe most of the women in this case. I think there's smoke and I think there's plenty of fire here. And I think America was fooled by the lovable Bill Cosby, which is a shame because I love Bill Cosby. I can't look at the guy the same any longer. Anyway, Gloria Allred, who's representing, and I can't stand Gloria Allred. She's just, don't get me started. I'll go off on a half an hour string of pejoratives here. But Andrea Constand, rep by another attorney, Allred in the courtroom because clearly she's got an interest in the case. And like on day two or something, her cell phone goes off in the courtroom, and the judge throws her ass out. And then it happened a couple of days later. Her phone went off, and she was like, oh, I turned it off. I know I turned it off. I don't know how. I don't know how it got back on. I don't know if she's technologically challenged or what the deal is, but she was tossed out of the courtroom not once, but twice. Gloria Allred. I've got an audio bite on her in just a second, so if anything happens during the course of the show, we'll keep you posted. And Cosby's charged with aggravated assault, committing sexual acts without consent. That would be giving these women, allegedly, these little pills, you know, these little friends. Hello, friend. Remember when Cosby had that sweater? Hello, friend. It should have been, hello, pills. Or just hello, and then maybe just put a bunch of Benadryls, you know, right on the front of the sweater. But he's accused of committing sexual acts without consent and the administration of drugs. You know, some of the early reports were, and there were like some Cosby bodyguards, or it was suggested, or some of the women made this point, that Cosby used to have like a fishing tackle box. You know those old Plano, remember those plastic? We used to have one. What was our? It was like a olive green and tan. So it was like olive green on the bottom. The top lid was tan. I think it was made by Plano, the fishing equipment company. And you used to have our little weights in there, our lures, little hooks in there. And apparently, Cosby had a tackle box with all those little separators, all those little bins filled with pills. Yeah. And I think he might have had some Jell-O in there as well. But we'll watch Cosby. Let me just wrap this up with a piece of audio. This is unbelievable. I don't know if you heard this. So earlier this week, Bill Cosby was leaving the courthouse. This was Monday or Tuesday of this week. And Bill Cosby was leaving after a long day. And you got to hear this. A reporter asks the question, yells to Cosby, what do you think about the jury deliberation? So the jury already had the case, so it might have been Tuesday. Did you hear this?
Any comment about the jury deliberation?
Cosby breaks into a Fat Albert. Bill, I mean, really? You're on trial for sexual assault. You could do 30 years in prison, up to 30 years in prison, and Cosby is leaving the courtroom going,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey, hey.
That is nuts.
Any comment about the jury's deliberation?
You know, the question is this guy, is he all straight in the head these days? I don't know. You know, he's playing the decrepit act. You know, some days he's walking better than other days. remember before the trial, oh, this guy was practically, you know, being carried into the courtroom. So, yeah, clearly he was trying to influence any prospective jurors by, oh, look at this feeble old man. And, you know, the claim that he's blind. And I've seen him look around where it doesn't look like he's blind. But when the TV camera's around, he's kind of walking slowly and he's holding on to someone for guidance. And even that varies from day to day, whether he's, yeah, I think that that's pretty much an act is what I'm thinking. But, one more time on the Cosby fans outside the courthouse just a little while ago. And those hey, hey, heys, those are not Cosby. Those are just Cosby fans going, hey, 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 this is Cosby.
Hey, hey, hey!
Which is just bizarre. I mean, that's just, that is totally schmuck-like is what that is. All right, we have to get into the accusations of, Donald Trump now being under investigation for obstruction. And of course, there's a leak. The Washington Post has another leak.
He's a leaker.
Now, we don't know who the leaker is.
He's a leaker.
We have no idea.
He's a leaker.
I wonder if Cosby wears, like, Depend undergarments these days. What do you think? You think
he's a leaker.
Could he be a leaker? I'm just asking. I mean, that would be part of the whole Feeble Act, wouldn't it? All right. Now the Washington Post, as you know, late last night, they came out with the story that Trump is under investigation by Robert Mueller, the special counsel for obstruction. We shall get into that momentarily. There's this dirty bomb story that emerged late last night out of Charleston, South Carolina, that turns out apparently was launched by some conspiratorialist. This is a crazy story. And, of course, dirty bombs are... Well, after 9/11, there was a lot of chatter and concern about dirty bombs. I don't think there's ever been a successful dirty bomb detonated. I think some Chechen rebels, I think they got close, but I don't think a dirty bomb has ever actually been detonated. So the dirty bomb story out of Charleston, South Carolina is really an amazing story. We've got the gun debate, as you know. We played you yesterday the audio of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who is, well, lining up for the Democratic race for 2020 to run against Trump in 2020. And, of course, he's turned this into a political platform now that what happened in his state in Alexandria with the shooting of Congressman Scalise. And now this is being politicized, and there are a couple of interesting angles as well that we'll get into in just a bit here on Schnitt. Hey, for those that have an automobile, an SUV, a truck that's between 3 and 12 years old, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to pay ridiculously high repair bills. Sooner or later, your car is going to break down, or truck or SUV, outside a warranty. It's a fact that every owner knows. And if you're lucky, it will break down when it's still under warranty, but you know how things work. It'll probably break down when it's out of warranty. Do you know that a new engine or transmission could cost you over $5,000? And you could be out of pocket big time. Do you know that even a sensor these days, with these highly electronic cars that we have, sensor could be a $1,000 job? Well, skip the hassle, and you need to know about carshield.com. Very easy process. You pick your own mechanic, even the dealer, if you want, and once you sign up and get the extended coverage from CarShield, they pay the mechanic or the dealership directly. It's really a no-brainer, especially if your car is 3 to 12 years old. Don't get saddled and socked with ridiculously high repair bills. Skip the hassle. Do you know that the CarShield folks, they've been around for like 12 years or so. CarShield, they've already paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're there to help you. Don't get caught. Don't get nailed with a ridiculously high repair bill. Get CarShield extended coverage. Save thousands in potential car repairs. Get the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection before it is too late. Just call 800-CAR-6100. That's 800-CAR-6100. 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 And mention the code Todd or visit carshield.com and use the code Todd to save 10%. That's carshield.com and the code is T-O-D-D. A deductible may apply. We shall resume with the Washington Post accusations that Trump is under investigation for obstruction. Next, hang on.
This is the Schnitt Show.
This is the Schnitt Show.
Before I get into the Washington Post reporting that Trump is under investigation for obstruction of justice, and believe it or not, CNN is not going that far. Interesting. On the Cosby front, a couple of calls rolled in on Cosby. Let me grab Elizabeth in Sacramento, California. Elizabeth, you're on Schnitt. Hi.
Hi. I have just two quick points. One is, as far as his physical abilities, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I have my good days and my bad days. And I've had people really get in my face about, you know, not being disabled.
Right.
So that's one. And the other one, you know, I believe the man has some issues and probably needs to be dealt with somehow. But I have a problem with the fact that these charges are coming so many years after the fact with no actual physical evidence where they've tested for drugs and somebody.
All right, now I've got about 20 seconds here. So the six.
That's about it.
All right, hold on a minute. The 60 plus women, do you think they're lying about being assaulted and drugged?
I think the problem that I have with that is that so many of those women kept going back to them and they knew what he was like. It wasn't private back then.
All right, back in a minute. Hang on.
This is Schnitt.
Obstruction or no obstruction? That is the question. So, Washington Post last night hits with another piece. And, of course, these pieces are coming out because somebody is leaking.
He's a leaker.
As Trump says.
He's a leaker.
Someone's leaking. Comey, we know, leaked the last story from the Washington Post where there was clearly a leak. Where Comey gave his memo notes to his lawyer pal, who's a professor at Columbia Law in New York City, and that law professor who went into hiding. I don't know if he's out of hiding yet, but he then met with a New York Times reporter and gave him the Comey notes, and that's how the details of the Comey and Trump meeting came to light inside the Oval Office. So we know that Comey's a leaker. Who's the new leaker here? With the Washington Post story. And the question is, the big O. No, not that big O. It's the obstruction. That's the big O. So I have the Washington Post piece here from last night. This thing hit just when we went off the air last night. This rolled out online at 6:21 p.m. Eastern Time. And the Post essentially is reporting that Trump is, at least now, allegedly the subject of a criminal investigation as to whether he did commit obstruction of justice. Now, watching CNN today and flipping back and forth, watching some CNN, watching some Fox News channel, heck with MSNBC, but CNN's not going that far. CNN, in talking about the Washington Post, CNN is only saying that Bob Mueller, the special counsel, is going to be talking to the heads of Intel to see if there is a reason to go forward and go after Trump for obstruction of justice charges. Of course, we're talking about Dan Coats. We're talking about Mike Rogers, we're talking about DNI and NSA, who, remember, they have already testified before Congress that Trump did not try to coerce them into thwarting any investigation or trying to steer Comey away. And listen, an investigation by Mueller, hopefully, will provide answers here. Now, we've talked about the big concern that Bob Mueller is a partisan in the sense that he is a Comey pal, that Comey has looked to Bob Mueller as a mentor. It is also extremely problematic that, and listen, I'm giving you the lay of the land here. I'm giving you the facts. What is right and what's your opinion is different than what's probably going to happen here. So you know, we got to deal with what we have on the table. Am I concerned with the relationship between Comey and Mueller? Yes, I have. I've talked about that from nearly the beginning. The other concern is that Bob Mueller is staffing this investigation with a whole bunch of Democratic donors. So what is the allegiance? What is the ideology? What is the mindset? And, of course, should Mueller recuse himself? Should there be another non-biased investigator here? That is the correct answer. However, I'm dealing in reality. I could sit here and scream and yell. I could make noise. I could throw things around the studio. I could break crap. It's not going to serve any purpose. It's not going to do any good. It might be entertaining for you to watch at home on television or listen to here on the radio as I, you know, I take, for instance, this stapler, and I've got a big, giant TV set, which I really don't like. It's I think it's time for a new TV set. Like, for instance, I could take this stapler and I could, you know, hurl it right at the TV set, for instance. It's sparking, folks. I'm kidding. That was a sound effect. See this machine right here? Yeah, this is the smash button. See right here? Smash button. You push this. Smash. You want the wrong buzzer? That's this button over here. How about the loser horns from The Price is Right? Yep. Yeah, it's kind of like, who's the guy? It's like the Mad Money guy. What's his name? Jim Cramer, right? On CNBC. Listen. What is reality versus what is the right thing to do? Those are two separate things. The fact is that Mueller's not going anywhere. I know there's been thoughts, oh, can Trump fire Bob Mueller? Technically, Trump can't fire the special investigator. That was sort of a narrative earlier this week and even late last week. Trump is not able to fire Bob Mueller. Now, you've got Rosen. That's Rosenstein. I just call him. I'm paying homage to Fletch. Rosen. So Rosen, who is the deputy AG. Now, he's the one that technically hired the special counsel because of the Sessions recusal. Now, Rosen would have to fire Bob Mueller. And Rosen is not going to fire Bob Mueller. However, and this is where it gets interesting, Trump could fire Rosen or Rosenstein. Trump could fire Rosenstein and then hire a new deputy AG, and then that individual could then fire Bob Mueller. You got it? But it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And let's be honest. What'd you say, Sue? Sue just said, okay, Nixon. Oh, you thinking, what's his name? I was like 7 years old. Archibald Cox? Yeah, Archer. See, I remember that stuff. I remember I was in summer camp when Nixon, I remember a lot, actually. So, you know, when Watergate started brewing, 73 and 74, and Nixon resigned in August of 74. I think it was August 8th of 74. I remember a couple of things. First of all, my dad was in the foam plastics business, but my mom and dad, mostly my mom, they had a little side business where they were doing lie detection services for businesses, for employees and theft prevention. And this is back in the early 70s. And my parents had this lie detector in a suitcase, in a briefcase, like a Samsonite briefcase. They had a couple of them. They had a tape recording device. Then they had this machine that spit out papers, little strips of paper. No, it's not a polygraph. Of course, if it was a polygraph, I would have already said that. No, this was back in the early 70s, and my parents were in not the polygraph business. They were in the voice stress analysis business, and they had a device called the PSE. I think it was Psychological Stress Evaluator. I think it was the PSE. And my mom ran a pretty successful business. It was kind of cool. This is back. Anyway, I remember when I was a kid, they took the microphone that fed into the PSE, which it was supposedly detecting voice stress and would pick up when someone was telling the truth or when they were lying, because then the needles would spike. And I remember when I was a kid, so this was during testimony. So what was that? Late 72, 73? The hearings and everything. Summer of 73, I was born in 1966. So I was, 7 years old. And I remember my parents, they put the microphone to this PSE onto the big old Zenith Space Command television or whatever the heck that thing was. Remember the clickers, the kunk, 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 kunk? Sounded like, when you push the button, it sounded like the noise on Law and Order. Ka-tunk, ka-tunk. And I remember they had hooked their device up, and they said everyone's lying during the hearings. I remember my parents saying, "Up, oh, he's lying." And they were 100% right. And I don't know whatever happened to PSE or voice stress analysis technology, but my parents had a little company back in the early 70s, and I remember it. So bottom line is, little detour there. Bottom line is, the special counsel and Bob Mueller, he's not going anywhere. And listen, the optics would be pretty lousy. And of course, what got me off on the tangent was Sue said, "Hey, like Watergate and Archibald Cox, for instance, and firing your deputy AG, and then hiring a new one that would then fire Mueller, Bob Mueller." It's not going to happen. Anyway, what the Washington Post is alleging here is that Trump is under investigation for obstruction of justice, and that Mueller is going to talk to these intel heads, I guess, again, to see if there's a reason to push any further, whether Trump asked anyone besides Comey to intervene on behalf of Mike Flynn. And listen, either way, I don't think this is going to be any type of surprise to you. I mean, Trump basically admitted to Lester Holt that Russia, we have the audio. You want to hear the audio? Let's go back. Let's go back to the audio of Lester Holt and President Trump and that now famous interview. Here, listen.
When I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election.
So, you know, Trump in that audio bite, he did kind of admit that Russia played into the decision to fire James Comey. And I remember at the time I was yelling at Trump because you're essentially wounding yourself. That was an example of Trump committing a self-inflicted wound. And Trump has got to watch out for this. Stop injuring yourself. On Twitter, he's hurt himself numerous times. But, you know, that's the kind of rookie mistake what Trump made. And yes, he's new at this. I get it. He's going to make mistakes. But don't make mistakes that potentially could be prosecutable. And that was the kind of rookie mistake, for instance, that Ari Fleischer was talking about when Fleischer told the president, "Hey, be careful. Don't walk into a perjury trap." Those were Fleischer's words. Fleischer said, "Hey, Trump, stop, careful. You're walking into potentially a trap for perjury here. And you got to be careful." Now, Trump was not under investigation for collusion, but after running his mouth about Comey, both to Lester Holt and the Russian ambassador the day after Comey was fired, well, Trump brought that heat upon himself is what happened here. So, again, Trump is used to, in his world, in his business, saying and doing whatever the hell he wants. Has he figured out yet that you're under a gigantic microscope, that the Democrats and all the Trump detractors are trying to claw his eyes out with Freddy Krueger knife fingers? I got to believe he knows it at this point, right? I hope so. Don't give them the ammo. Do I think there was obstruction? No. Are they going to pursue the obstruction angle? Yes. And then also, we could argue about intent. Remember the whole deal with Hillary Clinton and Comey and, oh, we didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton because there was no intent? Oh, really? So Comey didn't prosecute Hillary, but now we have the investigation, and Comey was investigating, and you're telling me that Comey was going to investigate and potentially move toward, prosecuting Trump? For whatever, and there really was intent? I don't think Trump had any intent. Whatever the story is, there's no intent. What's good for the goose, you know the story. I think Trump has made some rookie mistakes, but I don't think there was any sheer obstruction here. But they're not going to stop until they make at least as much pain possible for Trump. So, listen, that's the lay of the land. That's what the Washington Post fired out with their, you know, new anonymous sources that the special counsel, that Bob Mueller has Trump under investigation for obstruction of justice. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number, 800-801-8999. That's how you get on. Our sponsor this half hour is 1-800-DENTIST. And listen, we've all had dental work done, some more than others. Luckily, my teeth are all there. I've got all 32 in the mouth. And no major issues, just a couple of fillings here and there. But if you've had dental work done, then you know how important it is to have an awesome dentist, especially one that's up on the latest technology. Dentists that have CEREC technology, that's C-E-R-E-C, can create a crown in just one office visit. So you want to find a dentist, if you need a crown, that has this CEREC technology. It's more comfortable, no return appointments. You don't have the gooey, ooey, messy trays and gagging and trying to eat while they, you know, jam an uncomfortable temporary in your mouth. Yeah, you got it right. A dentist with CEREC technology makes your dental experience as easy as possible, as comfortable as possible. And CEREC technology, if the dentist has it, makes getting a crown possible in just one office visit. So how do you find the dentist with CEREC technology? You call 1-800-DENTIST. That's 1-800-DENTIST today and speak to an expert. Or book your appointment online at 1-800-DENTIST.com/CEREC. That's 1-800-DENTIST.com/CEREC. That's 1-800-DENTIST. You have over 9 million people have already found an awesome dentist, so why wait? 1-800-DENTIST.com and ask about CEREC technology. What about this dirty bomb? This scare in Charleston, South Carolina last night. Now, listen, there was no dirty bomb, but there was a scare. Details next. Hang on.
This is Schnitt. This is the Schnitt Show.
I got to get to this dirty bomb story out of Charleston, South Carolina, which turned out nothing was found, but there was a mad scramble late last night at the port of Charleston, South Carolina. Apparently, some YouTube conspiracy theory wacko, not Alex Jones, another conspiracy theorist wacko, called the Coast Guard to say that he had intel that a dirty bomb was coming in on a shipping container. This is bizarre. I thought I had a little more time here in the end of the hour. I don't. So we'll get into this in the beginning of hour number two coming up in just a few minutes. Also, with the Scalise shooting and the others that were hit in Alexandria, south side of D.C. at this baseball practice, this has touched off a whole new round of gun control and grab our guns, tamping down Second Amendment rights. As you can expect, the minute this happened, I called it on the show. Well, it goes even further on the calls to take away guns, and we need real gun control. We need it now. I also read a short op-ed piece on the American Military News website, which I wanted to share with you as well. Hour two is jammed. Don't miss it. Dirty Bomb up first. Next.